Okay, so what I did yesterday is I Xeroxed from this sefer. You should get it on there's Torah Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim. You have it on the Google, whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll try just a minute. 1 minute. 21.
Inyanei klalei ha prima gadim beilchot brachot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You okay? You have it, Bernard?
I'm getting
Bernard?
it. I'm one step behind. Just a minute. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So what I did was this Shulchan Aruch is made with special pagination and special paragraphs. And you'll see more, the discussion we had yesterday about the Tanai Shlishi and how he puts together, when he writes here on page two in the Os Yud Beis, that I was saying yesterday, and here he shows you that that's a separate section. It's not part of the Tanai Shlishi. In other words, it's as you see. That Tanai Shlishi is there in Yud Aleph, and then that's a separate thing.
Not according to Machon Yerushalayim, who really, I mean, is this before or after Machon Yerushalayim? What is this edition?
Tavshin
But who is it? Because Machon Yerushalayim is, that's regarded as, they started and then this Friedman finished.
Is it different?
They don't have it, this division.
Kodesh,
I don't know who they are.
New York, Montreal, Canada.
I don't know who they are. I
Okay,
mean,
but 1 second. So he, he puts it, Tanai Shlishi, meaning that then he says, so they're not bottom. And this, the Magen Avraham, has a taina that if a person would put b'tzolim, then you should have to make a bracha. Now, the question we had, does he mean only this bracha or both? So then you have to look, ayim b'fdim. So he says to look what I wrote in the Prima Gadim on that Siman in Shulchan Aruch when Reish Nalin and Kaf Hei and on the Magen Avraham. So that Gadim is here. On page four, you see where it says "Im Kain" in page four in the Eichel Avram at the bottom. It says "Im Kain Betzali Baruchal Abatzel." Eichel Chalak Ben Hadover Ha Uravim Atavshil Meish Mamish Kumo Humlosa Avshin Zagvil Matzuk Harov Udvash Mikomoka Matzavil Taim Avidu. The Kulo Depach Kmoso. Upshita Misha Soga Kmoset, Tam Kika Kenema Limited Bracha. In other words, so he's saying that it would be one bracha. Kulo Depach Lios Kmoso. Like everything is going, Moser, the thing that gives the Tam. Just like we have Tam Kika, that the Tam takes over. Chay nemar in the bracha ki hagavna b'tovel l'taim avida. Mashein kein botzel b'manav shach atam b'tavshil imo mamish klal v'lo mevorach atam levad. Botzel different who botzel who agav tavshil. We know some shkukim lad lad atim b'mukur nami b'tailim the mute to the mute to. Mashein kein hublusa avogav the zavu matzas b'tzuko v'yiku v'tzarchim b'zah.
So one bracha.
So he's saying the Magen Avraham would say, if you're saying this idea, the Magen Avraham's idea that milsim davinu taimo, so then the same thing you should say by a batzel. Right? But he says, but then he says, then he uses Mitzarchi, and then should that be the case? But so it could be that the Magen Avraham is the way that he's saying the Magen Avraham is understanding it. Look at the Magen Avraham on page 3. He says, Kol Sif Zehu Loshan Rambam. By mizonos, that doesn't have to be the rov. That's the second claw. And udavki shemolitim tam, etc. In case sharminim, that's not heminim. A few molitim tam. Still, Kolchim Acharov. They're not going to follow the thing that was made. It's Mistaber to say you follow the Rove and not the Miyat that's Avidil Taima. Acharim Mistaber, the Atu Misha Yitay Mitzolim, Achomets, Lotachatavshi, Varacham Mitzolim. It can't be. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says it can't be that by Sharminim we're just going to follow the Tam and make the bracha on the Tam. So one
bracha.
Right. So he's saying one bracha on the Rov.
And yes.
Of course, the Magen Avraham doesn't accept this idea of the Milsa David Lataima. In the Magen Avraham's world, this was the question: is the Milsa David Lataima going to be the one bracha to make the bracha on the
like the Lavush?
On the is it going to be or not? And he says it doesn't make sense that it could be that you're going to only make it on that. But it could be that the Prima Gadim would say yes, but that you do make it, but not that you make it alone, but maybe you make it as a second.
He never says it.
But the Prima Gadim says it, 1 second, he writes. Right, so it could be the Prima Gadim is saying, no, you could say the Prima Gadim is saying one bracha as well, and one bracha is on the thing that's Avid L'Tam.
Right, so he brings the Lavush and he brings the Magen Avraham, but he never suggests two brachot.
Yeah, so then it would be one bracha of the Milsa David L'Tam.
So either one bracha like the Lavush on whatever gives the time, or like the Magen Avraham on the Rov. And that would be the Chiddush of the third Klal.
So the third Klal is you do the thing that's Avinu L'Taim.
What's an example here, Rabbi? Can you just we'll talk an example of...
That's Rabbi Simon's omelet with onion in.
Well, the ginger. He says a case of ginger.
Anyone's going to say you just make it on the onion?
Wait, wait a second. No. So he's saying, let's talk about zangvil, the ginger. So the ginger is, but you're going to taste it. See, the ginger can be spread throughout the whole egg. See, the omelet usually is confined. Unless you have an onion omelet that is cut up into big pieces, no, not little pieces, and it's spread throughout the thing. And that's made to, even though an egg has its own taste, but vino timbre means this is, you don't eat it for its own. It gives the tam, and the tam is the ikar. And that's what the Prima Garden was saying, that it's sort of like and the key is we have to see the other Prima Garden that we never saw is what we just saw now on page 4, that says that it's similar to tam ki ikar, that the tam takes over. To that, the Magen Avraham, he says, What's the hublato? We're going to look up what's hublato. What is hublato? Okay, he says, it's in the Prima Garden on page 4. Masha ain't kein hublato. Avogav de gzanvil ma'at tzas min hatzukar hu ikar. It's our ibizah. What's the
Google translate says almonds, but Google translate.
Hey, Vav Bim Laman Tough Aleph.
Yeah, Google translate almonds. Look at
the Gemara Hai Hublata.
Not in Jastro. I don't know. Wait a minute. I'm looking in the right place.
I think the point is that meals of the vino time is only if it's spread throughout the thing. Whereas I have an onion omelet. So it's not. You know, it's not necessarily spread throughout the whole egg. Hublato's a type of spice that's divvied up throughout the whole tafshil. So that's going to add that that taste is going to prevail over the taste of the other thing. The egg has its own taste. But this is Lavita Lataima, like a ginger or something. And
yeah, it's in the Wikipedia.
Yeah, what is it?
It's in the Gemara in Brachos Lamed Vav.
Right.
And it says, Perush Mirkachat Sheosim Mizangvila Shekorimla Belaz Gingerbert.
So it's ginger that's good.
Shaya Mabarachim Elabri Priya Adama.
So it's a merkacha, it's like a spread?
Like a, right, I guess like a confection or something.
Merkacha is usually like a spread, like a jam.
Some kind of jam.
Right, but it's something that's...
So he's saying that if you have the jam that has a very distinct taste and you spread it throughout the egg, So then you're only going to make a bracha on that. That's the third klal of the Prima Gada. That the tam is going to take over. That's a big chiddush. That becomes because it's avinu timing. And that's going to be, even though the main food item is the egg, but now you just, so that this third klal of the Prima Gadim is very mechudish. I mean, and he says that the Magen Avraham thinks not that way. He says it can't be. The Magen Avraham says, if that would be the case, then if you have a batzel in the egg, so you could just make it the batzel, it doesn't make sense. So the Prima Gadim says, no, the batzel is not spread out throughout the whole thing. The Yesh L'chalik, that's what he writes here on page 4. Yesh L'chalik ben hadavar ahu b'uruv, Yesh B'mamish g'hulusol. To a case where it's not Muruf.
But he leaves it as a Tzarech Iyun.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
not an, you know.
Focus Magen Avraham and Prima Gadim on something that's a Vidim Timer, that's the way the Prima Gadim claims that it's, because the Magen Avraham says it's ridiculous. So Prima Gadim says, no, maybe it'd be ridiculous if it's only in one area. But if the whole thing is spread through, and it's not little, it's not like salt. Salt is very, it's also a vidul timer, but it's little granules. That's not going to be. It has to be something like the hublata, which is like a type of ginger, which is, or jam or whatever, that's throughout. And then, so then that's going to be the ikar, which is a vidul timer. So that's a chiddush, because normally we would say, Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? Vidul HaTaimah is just brings out the time of the food. That's going to be tuffel. And the Prima Gadim says, no, that's going to be, that's the Iker. And that's the third klal. So it's an unbelievable chiddush. Except if it's Mezonos. Because mezonos has more chashivas than because you can put a jam on a cracker.
You know, I've learned Prima Gadims, but I can't say I've learned a sufficient quantity to be able to rule on his style. It's a curious notion he brings the Lavush, he brings the Magen Avraham, and he deals with the Magen Avraham's criticism over there. Then he doesn't reject either one in the Klalim. But then we look elsewhere, and he finds a way through to thread it. That the Magen Avraham would be correct if it's a separate big piece, but not if it's cut up. And then he leaves it with a Tzarech Iyun.
Yeah.
So it's hard to know. If I just gave you that information and that structure, it's hard to know, you know, what he actually holds for the cloud.
That would be a contemporary example.
So can I just, because I'm finding it difficult structurally to work it out. In a Prima Gadim, would he ever have a cloud which is a Tzarech Iyun, or would he follow? Is he in this Eshel Abraham? Is he just going back and forth on the Magen Abraham? Or would you say that because he starts off with the Lavush, that's the Chiddush? Or would you say that because he ends up with the Magen Abraham in the Klal, that's where he comes out? It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a bit ambiguous.
Right, but in the Klal,
I put money down that it's one bracha, and I think you now agree with me.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put money down on what the third klal is, because I think there are three alternatives. One, it's the Levush. Two, it's the Magen Avraham. Four alternatives. Three, it's the Magen Avraham as modified later. Four, it's a Tzarichiyun, but he's brought both, and the klal is just to have both. Of the so I don't know which of the four it is.
Yeah, listen. The Talmud said this, Joe.
Ilan sent you
Okay, thank you. We'll be in touch. Okay. I'll call you later. I'm in the middle of Shir now, so I'll call you later. Yeah. So that's what he seems to say.
But wait a minute, I'm asking you, of the four alternatives I gave you, money down, what do you go for?
It's something that is avinu l'taima, that has some level of chashivas. You only make a bracha on that. So if you have...
His modified version of the Labush.
You have ginger... And it's spread out throughout the thing. Was that a smoothie? You have ginger, and you spread it around, even though it's the meat. But it's something that is only for tat. There was other things that fill you up. This is like salt is only for tat. It doesn't fill you up, but it's too insignificant. But if you have bigger things that are...
Ginger is ground up pretty good. Ginger.
Yeah.
Can I give a modern example? Yeah. Sushi. When you get sushi, a lot of people like putting ginger on top. But sometimes you get to have a mishrokanah who eats his ginger separately. I'm serious. My daughter eats it separately because it's like a little bit of a whatever. She's an interesting character. You would make a separate broth on the ginger? I don't think so, but whatever.
He's saying to make only, like I think that she was right, that to only make a bracha on the ginger.
So, Rabbi Simon, you coming out, and maybe I'm saying you're wrong.
Now, the omelet is different because the omelet, a lot of omelets, in my experience with onion omelets, is it's not chopped, it's like they have you have a few piece of omelet, a piece of onion somewhere in the omelet. They don't chop it up that they distribute it throughout the omelet. So that's not going to be only that brother. But if it's something that's going to be, that's what he says. There was a Mogen Avraham asked the kasha. He says that how could it be?
Actually, I think the choice that you're taking is borne out in the words of the third klal. He brings the Levush, he brings the Magen Avraham, who disagrees, and then he says, "Vayen mashekatapti bifnim, v'shayni besamim shechukim or shuman betavshil, ein bo mamash." So therefore, on those, he would hold like the Taz, but otherwise he agrees with the Magen Avraham.
If what?
I'm just trying to. I'm now. I'm taking the Eshel Avraham.
Right, and the Magen Avraham is the one who says this line.
Yeah, but I'm building it in. Let's go back to the.
One second.
I think we've got it now.
One second. Okay. Well, let me say one thing before you say it. One second. Let me give you explain one thing that we didn't fully articulate. And that is on page 3, where the Mechaber quotes this thing. Yeah, let's look at the Mechaber. He says, Kol Shehu Ikar, Vimot Fela, page 3 in the packet that we just gave today. Kol Shehu Ikar, Vimot Fela, Mevar Hal Ikar, Upoter Sit Fela. If it's just the consistency,
the Davek, I think Rabbi Rari said.
Okay. or kedei l'tereach, or kedei l'tzboa, that's tougher. But aval irev kedei l'tei tam b'tarovus harehu ikur.
Ah.
So this is the Rambam. So you, so the Prima Gadim learns from the Rambam that the Rambam is telling me this chiddush, that anything that is made, put in to give the tam, that's the ikur, and that's the will be the right to you that it's one bracha. Because if it's the ikur, then that's it. Only the ikur.
I'm happy to have a raya.
Right. Now, the Bogan Avram says he's going to change the Rambam. And he's going to say, when the Rambam says, he's only talking about Chameshus Minei Dagan. The Prima Gadim says, Mehechet Esi. See how the Bogan Avram starts? We'll push it to Mayri Dafke Behe Minim. But the Rambam never said Hey Minim.
Right.
The Rambam just said, so the Bogan Avram says, push it. And that's the Min of the Oil, is that if it's from the Hey Minim, it's like what do you call cookies and cream, and you have big chunks of cookies in the ice cream. So then it's Hey Minim, even though it's the Miyut, you can just make the results. But the Prima Gadim learns Pshat in the Rambam that it's talking about anything. It's not a special din only by the Hey Minim. That's how we normally learn. That the Rambam's words, the Rambam never mentions the Hey Minim. He says, Kosher Iker Yimot Veil, it's not a din in the Hey Minim. So if you put something in, can they lead Tain Tam? That is the Iker. Even though that's not what's filling you up. So if you put, you have an omelet, and you put ginger throughout, big pieces, not those little, throughout it, and even though the egg is what's going to fill you up, but the ginger is going to be give the specific taste to it.
So can I give another?
So 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
So that will be the only broch you make. Now to that, the Bogan Avram says, it's not true. It's not true. There's no such din like that. The only time you have a din like that is when it's Chameshus Minei Dagan, which is the Miyut, and if it's for the seed this time, it's going to win over because it's Chach Chameshus Minei Dagan has that special status. But the Prima Gadim learns from the Rambam that the seed this time alone, even if it's not Chameshus Minei Dagan, that is the winner. Just like we have by Tam Ki Iker, the Tam takes over, even though it's the Miyut. So too by Brachas, Tom takes over. So he says he can't believe such a thing, because if that would be the case, but Solomon should take over. So he answers the Prima Gadim. So that's when he tines. It doesn't make sense. Was how it applied to the Solomon. So the Eichel Avram on page 4 says no. Over there, it's only because it's not. It has to be throughout the thing. It has to be substantial throughout the thing. Then it can take over.
I'm in total agreement. May I have a crack at the Tnai HaShlishi, please? I think it's so,
but the whole word is, this is, we didn't articulate this yet, is what's shot in the Rambam. This Mechaber is a citation from the Rambam, the Perek Gimel, Halacha Hey Vav, and the question is, when the Rambam says it's, if it's for Tam, that's considered Iker, even though it's the Biyit, so the Oilam holds that that's only Chamesh Midi Nogam. But the thing is, if you look in the Ramah, it has to be Hashem, the thing that's no Sin Tam. But again,
wait, can we see,
doesn't mention,
can we see that in the Ramah?
It's the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham took over the world. Because the Mekubal idea of the world today is you only say that by the Chameshus Minim. And that's only because the Magen Avraham said that's shot in the Rambam. The Mayri Dafke, Pashut, the Mayri Dafke Behei Minim. And that's the Magen Avraham. But you don't have to learn shot in the Rambam that way, because the Rambam never mentioned Hey Minim. But then you're going to come up with this big Chiddush, that the thing that's noisy Tam, even though it's the Miyut, the Sinus Tam is the Iker.
The way you explain
it, between the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim, what's proud of the Rambam of the Mechaber books.
The way you're explaining it now, it's not a huge chiddush of the Prima Gadim, because that would appear to be the plain reading of the Rambam.
Right, because the Oilam already, right, you know, accepted the Magen Avraham's reading, even though it's his maybe reading. It's only a chiddush because in the modern day way we understand things is the Magen Avraham already like won over. Everyone assumes that they wouldn't even heard of this. If you go to somebody in the street and ask him, "Is this third thing of the Prima Gadim?" They're not going to know what you're talking about, because it wasn't the accepted thing. Mr. Magen Avraham said that one line that goes against the whole third thing of the Prima Gadim, and that one line is that that when it says "Lavino Taima," that's the Iker, even though it's the Miyut, is only by the Hevi Dogan. And the Prima Gadim disagrees, and he said, "No, anything that's." That's how we do it. I mean, the Mogas, like Rav Avadi says, Hashivas, etc.
Is it respectful for a Talmud to tell the Rebbe that you've just done a fabulous job?
Okay.
May I say that? Okay. Not that you need praise.
Okay.
But no, I'm hoping it's respectful.
Yeah.
So looking at the Tanai Shlishi, I think that we've really nailed it. We, you. He starts with a Lavush. He goes to the Magen Avraham, and then at the end he refers to the Eshel Avraham, and he qualifies, he modifies the Magen Avraham, and he says that if it's a big piece, fine, like the Magen Avraham, but if it's ground up throughout, it's like we have seen in the Rambam that you make it on the Tam.
Yeah.
Now, does the Rambam, what does the Rambam say about a big piece?
The Rambam says, doesn't talk, it just says, Kol Shehu, it's a verbatim quote.
So,
Yerevki Delite Tam Betaruvus.
So then the Prima Gadim has added, on the basis of the Magen Avraham, he has added something to the Rambam. He's carved out a big piece.
Yeah, that's how he answers. That's right.
So he, in other words,
that he writes the famous.
No, but what I'm saying is that he doesn't just straight go to the Rambam. He is modifying the Rambam based on the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
So we left with a straight Rambam, we left with the Taz, we left with the Magen Avraham, and then we finally have the Prima Gadim, who goes partway with the Rambam's plain reading, not like the Magen Avraham, but qualifying it for large pieces and following the Magen Avraham, even though it's not mentioned in the Rambam.
Right.
Is that a correct restatement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Herschel, you want to say something?
No, I think this could also impact how we view sushi potentially.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, how do we view sushi?
You tell me.
I'm not a big sushi maven, but I would imagine that people, when they eat sushi, they want to eat what's inside. So if there's avocado and cucumber and all this other stuff that they put inside, based upon the makalikas, you might have different iterations of what broccoli you should make.
But are these things avidu l'taima? Every food has a piece of meat, has
time. That's what I wanted to clarify to Shushi or Miko. What does avidu l'taima even mean?
Avidu l'taima means that something is not l'ochel, doesn't fill you up. It just is there for like salt is avidu l'taima. But in Hilchos Brachos, salt is going to be too insignificant, so you're not going to just make a bracha out of salt. But avidu l'taima means several things that are put to add flavor.
Soy sauce? Yeah, so here's something like soy sauce or sweet sauce.
And what is that? That gives time.
But then you can say that about everything. Then you can say that about everything. That's the problem.
About every sauce.
Yeah, never. No.
Well, how does ginger? Tell me about ginger.
Yeah, ginger is very ground up. I mean.
Again, so.
It could say salt dissolves. Maybe it can't dissolve. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
Salt is soluble. It'll dissolve in when you're in the water. There.
I mean, in sushi, you also have seaweed. I mean, Mordecai just made it sound like every part of sushi gives Tom to a certain extent.
So, and also the Magen Avraham says, "Sarach in ala Rav Beis Yosef Aramah shenidchu kubazet, Davar Barer," because they were nidchu, and how can it be that the thing that's those in Kam is going to be the Iker? So he says, according to me, it's no big deal because it's already starting with Hey Bidei Dagger. So therefore, Hamid Gigalim has its own Hashivas. So really, but it's a Miyat, so maybe it should lose out. But the Kiddush is, since it's Chamesh Midin Dogan and it's Dosing Tam, that makes it the Iker. So he says, with my Pshat, it's good. So the Magen Avraham, that's how he explained it. Yeah. Is you have to look also at the Sefer Talis from Israel, Talis Israel, Rabbi Aaron Khan's father-in-law, and I got it.
Yeah,
he wrote a Sefer Brachas, and I think he speaks. He has a piece on this Rambam. This
was his name. Was his name
Rabbi Garber?
Rabbi
Garber. He was the head of the Beis Yaakov.
Yeah, it was Rabbi Garber.
Lower East Side, that he had the camp, Camp Tubby. And he wrote these swarm full Tal Yisrael school. And he has a piece of this Rambam, this discussion. I haven't seen it in many years. But.
So, according to Prima Gadim, what if the Chamesh Yisrael Dagan is just lit, is. Not nothing, Tom. You still make Ramin and Mazanus. I mean, on Kanta Magen Avram, they have to, the Chamishis Minim have to know St. Tom.
Right.
Contrary to Megadim, that's not the case. Even if they're not noting Tom, I don't know about Ladabake, but.
Well, there's no, according to the Pre Megadim, there's nothing.
There's nothing special about the Chamish Yismin Yadagan that even...
But let me say another thing. That because he also has the Tanai Sheni. And the Tanai Sheni is that there's something special about the Chamish Yismin Yadagan. But he learns that's a separate halacha. That when the Rambam is saying this halacha, let me tell you another Chiddush. According to the Magen Avraham, when the Rambam says that it's no seitam, it's referring to the hey meaning dogan. So that Rambam is basically Tanai Sheni. According to the Pre Megadim, no, Tanai Sheni is someplace else. That Rambam is this Tanai Shlishi.
Yeah.
So the question is, what is the Rambam? According to the Magen Avraham, that Rambam is talking about hey meaning dogan. That's the Tanai Sheni.
Yeah.
So, but he says, no, that's a separate Chiddush than this Rambam. This is the Tanai Shlishi. The Tanai Sheni, that's the din of Rambam Shmuel. The Kol Sheyesh Bo Chamesh is Mine Dogan. Now, it could be that the Rambam never quotes the din of Rambam Shmuel. And according to the Rambam, there's no such thing as Tanai Sheni.
Hey, no, but Rambam has it.
What?
According to Magen Avraham, that Tanai is only if the Chamish Yisminim are no Saint Tom.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the Rambam might not have the Tanai Sheni. According to the Rambam's Shita, it could be that there's nothing special about Chameshu Bnei Nogim. It's like everything else.
The Gemara has it, though.
But who says the Rambam passed like that Gemara? So the Magen Avraham says that, no, that's this Rambam. The only big problem with the Magen Avraham is, why did the Rambam say it out? That it's referring to the... In other words, basically, it's the Chamesh Mini Dogan, but the Maisi Iker Chosim in a Sefer. The Rambam didn't say Chamesh Mini Dogan.
I'm saying, so according to Prima Gadam, what if his second Tanai does not mean that if it's Chamishis Mine Dagan, even if it's not of Idilatayma, like let's say by licorice, it's only the bake. So would you make a bracha brahim in Amazonas, according to him?
No, according to the bake.
According to Prima Gadam, what if it's the bake? It's there, but it's not Notain Tam. It's just to hold it together.
Maybe worse than not noticing time, it's nothing. It's a nothing burger.
Rabbi Harari, what is your licorice example, please?
Yeah, by licorice, the minhag is to make a shehakol on licorice, even though it has a lot of start, a lot of wheat product and a lot of starch in it to put together. It's the bake.
Yeah, right.
The minhag is to make a shehakol. So the question is why? Because it's... It has chamishis minei dagan. The Shulchan Aruch says if it's just l'da bake, so then you ignore the chamishis minei dagan. But I'm saying according to the Pri Megadim, where the second Tanai might include such a case, because it doesn't have to be no Saint Tom. That's the third case. So second case.
But it sounds like there's three dargas here. There's l'da bake. Then there's the issue of Rove and mute
Lagabe Barame
and then
Abita Latino. Yeah, okay. Okay, but basically the big question is there this third thing? Magen Avraham says this third cloud doesn't exist. It's only the thing of Rove and the thing of Commission Mini Dogan. People go to makes three klalim. There's the din of rove. There's the din of chameshes minim, and then there's another din, which has nothing to do with the chameshes minim, that has avida the time. And the Magen Avraham says there's no such thing. You made it up. That second klal of yours, that third klal of yours, is the second klal, and it's only about chameshes minim dogan. And if there's no such, that third cloud is lo hayu dvarim be'olam.
But the Prima Gadim qualifies it a little bit. He picks up some of the Magen Avraham when it comes to a large piece.
Something that spreads through the thing.
No. If it's a large piece, he follows the Magen Avraham. If it's spread throughout, he follows his understanding of the Rambam.
As it spreads throughout, you know.
Right, so he does accept.
Has the spread around and has to be somewhat large. It can't be just like granules of salt.
Right, so he accepts the Magen Avraham in the onion omelet where it's a big chunk.
It's a big chunk in one place.
Right, so he does pick, and which is not in the Rambam. So he picks up a bit of the Magen Avraham.
Because the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says it's a strong katana. How can it be that you can just make a bracha on the onion? Makes no sense. So the Prima Gadim's response is no. That you're right. If it's one big piece in one spot, it doesn't make sense. But if it's spread through, it's different.
Right.
Okay. I can. Okay. So we've nailed this down as much as I think we could. I think this is the world records of how much time we've spent on one question in the Chazara. And okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is the last day of the Zman. We have to maybe do more Chazar questions and also Parshas Metzorah.